Hello everyone, my name is Elijah Derrick, minister of the 12th Hour Apostolic Sabbatarian Congregation, Mount Zion at the 12th Hour, in the Liberty Hill, Texas. Today is January 14, 2018, or it is Sebath 28, 2021. We will start our first service today with a song to be named. Till the storm passes by. In the dark of the midnight, have a hope to hit my face. For the storm's a hell above me, and there's no hiding place. The crash of the thunder, precious, y'all hear my cry. Keep me safe till the storm passes by. Till the storm passes over, till the thunder sounds no more, till the clouds roll forever from the sky. Hold me fast, let me stand in the hollow of the hand. Keep me safe till the storm passes by. Many times Satan whispered, there's no use to try, for there's no end of sorrow, there's no hope by and by. But I know thou art with me, and tomorrow I'll rise, where the storm never darkens the sky. Till the storm passes over, till the thunder sounds no more, till the clouds roll forever from the sky. Hold me fast and let me stand in the hollow of the hand. Keep me safe till the storm passes by. When the long night has ended and the storms come no more, let me stand in thy presence on the bright, peaceful shore, in the land where the tempest never comes beyond my heart. Dwell with thee when the storm passes by. Till the storm passes over, till the thunder sounds no more, till the clouds roll forever from the sky. Hold me fast, let me stand in the hollow of the hand. Keep me safe till the storm passes by. Part 19, Holy One. We're going to continue now where we left off on Jeremiah 50, verse 31. Behold, I am against thee, O thou most proud, saith the Yeshua, Messiah of hosts. For thy day is come, the time that I will visit thee. And the most proud shall stumble and fall, and none shall raise him up. And I will kindle a fire in his cities, and it shall devour all round about him. This saith the Yahshua of the host, that for the children of the Israel and the children of Judah were pressed together, and all that took them captive held them fast. They refused to let them go. that's back into verse 32, and it says, and the most proud shall stumble and fall, and none shall raise him up, and I will kindle the fire in his city, and it shall devour all round about him. Now we have a cross reference here in Isaiah 10, verse 12 to 15. Let's go look at it. It says, wherefore it shall come to pass that when the Yahshua hath performed his whole work upon the Mount Zion and on Jerusalem, I will punish the fruit of the stout heart of the king of Assyria. Same thing as the king of Babylon, because Assyria developed into Babylon, and the glory of his high lux. Okay. For he saith, by the strength of my hands I have done it, and by my wisdom, for I am prudent, and I have removed the bounds of the people, and have robbed their treasures, and I have put down the inhabitants like a violent man. And my hand hath found as a nest the riches of the people, and as one gathereth eggs that are left, have I gathered all the earth. That's what Nebuchadnezzar did. He was a king over all the earth, king of Babylon. And there was none that moved the wing, or opened the mouth, or peeped. Alright, so we go right now to Jeremiah 50, verse 33 again. Thus saith the Yahshua of the host, for the children of Israel and the children of Judah were oppressed together, and all that took them captive held them fast. They refused to let them go. Isaiah 58:6 has a comment on that. It says, is not this the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke? Is it not to deal my bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house, when thou seekest seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own clay? Okay. Let's continue now. Jeremiah 50, verse 34. The Redeemer is strong. Yahshua the host is his name. He shall thoroughly plead their cause, that he may give rest unto the land, and disquiet the inhabitants of Babylon. Isaiah 47:4 has a comment on that. As for our Redeemer, the Yahshua the host is his name, the Holy One of Israel. And then Isaiah 43:3 has a comment to that. It says, for I am the Yahshua, the Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Jeremiah 50, verse 35. O sword, a sword is upon the Chaldeans. That's the Babylonians. Saith the Yahshua, and upon the inhabitants of Babylon, and upon her princes, and upon her wise men. A sword is upon the liars, and they shall dote. A sword is upon her mighty men, and they shall be dismayed. A sword is upon their horses, and upon their chariots, and upon all the mingled people that are in the midst of her. Yeah. Let's go back to verse 36. A sword is upon the liars. They shall dote. A sword is upon her mighty men, and they shall be dismayed. Isaiah 44:24 talks about that. Let's go look at it. It says, thus saith Yahshua, thy Redeemer, and he that formed thee from the womb, I am the Yahshua that maketh all things, that stretches forth the heavens alone, that spreadeth abroad the earth by myself. Okay. Genesis 1:1, that's where it all began. Let's see what it says there. It says, in the beginning, Yahweh created the heaven and the earth. Okay. Then Hebrews 1:10 gives us a cross-reference on that statement. And it says that Yahweh the Father created it by His Son. That's what we're getting at. Trying to get at. Hebrews 1:10. I'll try to find it here. It says, and thou, Yahshua, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thy hand. Alright, let's look at Hebrews 1:1. Yahweh, the Father, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. So Yahshua gets the credit for being the catalyst that the Father used to create the worlds. Let's go back to our study now, Jeremiah 50. Let's look at verse 37. A sword is upon their horses, and upon their chariots, and upon all the mingled people that are in the midst of her, and they shall become as women. A sword is upon her treasures, and they shall be robbed. A drought is upon her waters, and they shall be dried up, for it is the land of graven images. And they are mad upon their idols. Now let's go to Nahum 3:13 and see if we can get a comment from Nahum. If we can find it quickly here. Nahum 3:13. It says, behold, thy people in the midst of thee are women. Thy gates, the gates of thy land shall be set wide open unto thine enemies. The fire shall devour thy bars. Okay. That refers us back to Jeremiah 50:36-37. That's where we're at. Where it says, a sword is upon the liars, and they shall dote. A sword is upon her mighty men, and they shall be dismayed. A sword is upon their horses, and upon their chariots, and upon all the mingled people that are in the midst of her, and they shall become as women. A sword is upon her treasures, and they shall be robbed. Then it says, verse 38, a drought is upon her waters, and they shall be dried up, for it is the land of graven images. And that's the United States. We're a land of graven images, and they are mad upon their idols. Verse 39. Therefore the wild beast of the desert with the wild beast of the island shall dwell there, and the owl shall dwell therein, and it shall be no more inhabited forever, neither shall it be dwelt in from generation to generation. Verse 40. As Yahweh overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah, and the neighbor city thereof, saith to Yahshua, so shall no man abide there, neither shall any son of man dwell therein. Behold, a people shall come from the north, and a great nation, and many kings shall be raised up from the coast of the earth, and they shall hold the bow and the lance. They are cruel, and will not show mercy. Their voice shall roar like the sea, and they shall ride upon horses, every one put in array like a man to the battle against thee, O daughter of Babylon. And we got Jeremiah 6:22-23 as a cross reference on that. Let's go look at that. Jeremiah 6, 22 and 23. It says, "Thus saith Yahshua, behold, a people cometh from the north country, and a great nation shall be raised from the sides of the earth, and they shall lay hold on bow and spear. They are cruel and have no mercy. Their voice roareth like the sea, and they ride upon horses, sit in array, as men for war against thee, O daughter of Zion." You back to Jeremiah 50, we're on verse 43. "For the king of Babylon hath heard the report of them, and his hands waxed feeble. Anguish took hold of him, and pangs as of a woman in travail." Now we go back to Jeremiah 30, verse 6 for more addition to this. "Ask ye now and see whether a man doth travail with child. Wherefore do I see every man with his hands on his loins as a woman in travail, and all faces are turned into paleness?" Okay, let us now go back to Jeremiah 50, verse 44. "Behold, he shall come up like a lion from the swelling of Jordan unto the habitation of the strong. But I will make them suddenly run away from her, and who is a chosen man that I may appoint over her? For who is like me, and who will appoint me the time? And who is that shepherd that will stand before me?" Jeremiah 49, 19-21 talks about that. It says, "Behold, he shall come up like a lion from the swelling of Jordan against the habitation of the strong. But I will suddenly make him run away from her, and who is a chosen man that I may appoint over her? For who is like me, and who will appoint me the time? And who is that shepherd that will stand before me?" Okay, and it goes on back to Isaiah 46, 9 and 10, talks about that also. So it says, "Come up, ye horses, and raise ye chariots, and let the mighty men come forth. For the Ethiopians and the Libyans that handle the shield, and the Lydians that handle and bend the bow. For this is the day of the Yahshua of the host, a day of the vengeance, that he may avenge him of his adversary. And the sword shall devour, and it shall be satiate, and made drunk with their blood. For the Yahshua of the host hath a sacrifice in the north country by the river Euphrates." And then Jeremiah 12:12 talks about that as well. Jeremiah 12:12. It says that "The spoilers are come upon all high places through the wilderness, for the sword of the Yahshua shall devour from the one end of the land even unto the other end, and the land of the land, and no flesh shall have peace. They have sown wheat, but shall reap thorns. They have put themselves to pain, but shall not profit, and they shall be ashamed of your revenues because of the fierce anger of the Yahshua." Now let's go back to Jeremiah 50, verse 45. "Therefore hear ye the counsel of the Yahshua that he hath taken against Babylon, and his purposes that he hath purposed against the land of the Chaldeans. Surely the least of the flock shall draw them out. Surely he shall make their habitations desolate with them. At the noise of the taking of Babylon, the earth is moved, and the cry is heard among the nations." Well, Babylon was taken in 2017. She's been under siege now for a whole year by Donald Trump. And it's truly fulfilled right here, Jeremiah 50, Verse 46, and at the noise of the taking of the battle, the earth is moved, and the cry is heard among the nation. Okay, that ends Jeremiah 50. We're still continuing on with the Holy One of Israel. Let's see where we go from there. We go to Jeremiah 51, just continue on. It says that verse 1, thus saith Yeshua, behold, I will raise up against Babylon, and against them that dwell in the midst of them that rise up against me, a destroying wind. Okay, Hosea 13, verse 15, talks about that. Hosea 13:15. If we can get there, though he be fruitful among his brethren, an east wind shall come, the wind of Yeshua shall come up from the wilderness, and his springs shall become dry, and his fountains shall be dried up. He shall spoil the treasures of all pleasant vessels. Samaria shall become a desolate, for she hath rebelled against her Elohim. They shall fall by the sword, their infants shall be dashed in pieces, and their women with child shall be ripped up. That's pretty horrible. All right, let's go to Jeremiah 51, verse 2. And will send unto Babylon fanners that shall fan her and shall empty her land, for in the day of trouble it shall be against her round about. And Isaiah 41:16 has a little bit to say about that. It says that thou shalt fan them, and the wind shall carry them away, and the whirlwind shall scatter them. And thou shalt rejoice in Yeshua, and shalt glory in the Holy One of Israel. In Isaiah 25:9, backs that up some more. It says that, and it shall be said in that day, lo, this is Yeshua, our Savior. We have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Yeshua. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. For in this mountain shall the hand of Yeshua rest, and Moab shall be trodden down under him, even as straw is trodden down for the dunghill. And he shall spread forth his hands in the midst of them, as he that swimmeth spreadeth forth his hands to swim. And he shall bring down their pride together with the spoils of their hands, and the fortress of the high fort of thy walls shall he bring down by lay low, and burn to the ground even to the dust. Jeremiah 51, verse 3, against him that bendeth, let the archer bend his bow, and against him that lifteth himself up in his brigandine, and spare ye not her young men, destroy ye utterly all her host. Jeremiah 50:14 talks about that. Put yourself in array against Babylon round about, all ye that bend the bow, shoot at her, spare no arrows, for she has sinned against the Yahshua and the Father Yahweh. Let's go now to verse 4, Jeremiah 51. The slain shall fall in the land of the Chaldeans, and they that are thrust through in her streets. For Israel hath not been forsaken, nor Judah of his Elohim, of the Yeshua of the host. Though their land was filled with sin against the Holy One of Israel. Jeremiah 33:24-26 gives us a little bit of information on that. Considerest thou not what this people have spoken, saying, the two families which the Yahshua hath chosen, he hath even cast them off. Thus they have despised my people, that they should not, they should be no more a nation before them. Thus saith Yahshua, if my covenant be and be not with the day and night, and if I have not appointed the ordinances of the heaven and the earth, then I will cast away the seed of Jacob and David my servant, so that I will not take any of his seed to be rulers over the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, for I will cause their captivity to return and have mercy on them. Okay. Back to Jeremiah 51. Let's go now to verse 6. Flee out of the midst of Babylon, and deliver every man his soul. Be not cut off in her iniquity. For this is the time of Yahshua's vengeance. He will render unto her a recompense. And then in Numbers 16:26, all the way back to Numbers 16:26, gives us a little bit more information on that. 16:26. And he spake unto the congregation, saying, Depart, I pray thee, from the tents of these wicked men, and touch nothing of theirs, lest they be consumed in all their sins. So they get up from the tabernacles of Kor, Dathan, and Abiram on every side, and Dathan and Abiram came out and stood in the door of their tents, and their wives, and their sons, and their little children. And Moses said, Hereby you shall know that Yahshua has sent me to do all these works, for I have not done them of my own mind. If these men die the common death of all men, or if they be visited after visitation of all men, then Yahshua hath not sent me. But if the Yahshua make a new thing, and the earth open her mouth and swallow them up, and all that appertain unto them, and they go down quick into the pit, then ye shall understand that these men have provoked the Yahshua. And it came to pass, as he had made an end of speaking all these words, that the ground clay asunder that was under them. And the earth opened her mouth and swallowed them up, and their houses, and all the men that appertain unto Korah, Dathan, and Abiram, or Korah, and all their goods. They and all that appertained to them went down alive into the pit, and the earth closed upon them, and they perished from among the congregation. Let's go back now to Jeremiah 51, verse 7. Babylon hath been a golden cup into Yahshua's hand, that made all the earth drunken. The nations have drunken of her wine. Therefore the nations are mad. Babylon is suddenly fallen and destroyed. How for her? Take balm for her pain, that so be she may be healed. We should have healed Babylon. Well, actually, let's go back and read that verse 8 again. Babylon is suddenly fallen and destroyed. How for her? Take balm for her pain, that so be she may be healed. And then Isaiah 13, verse 6, talks about that. Isaiah 13, verse 6, it says, How are you for the day of the Yahshua is at hand? It shall come as a destruction from the Almighty. Therefore shall all hands be faint, and every man's heart shall melt. Ezekiel 21, 7 talks about that. Let's go on back to Jeremiah 51. And let's pick up on verse 9. We would have healed Babylon, but she is not healed. Forsake her, and let us go every one into his own country. For her judgment reaches unto heaven, and is lifted up even unto the skies. Yahshua has brought forth our righteousness. Come and let us declare in Zion the work of Yahshua, our Messiah. Okay, let's go now and take it from Jeremiah 46:16. Once again, I believe we had it once before. It says, He made many to fall, yea, one fell upon another, and they said, Arise. Let us go again to our own people and to the land of our nativity from the oppressing sower. They did cry. Pharaoh, king of Egypt, is but a noise. He has passed the time appointed. Okay. Let's go on back now to Jeremiah 51. Let's pick up on verse 10 again. The Yasher has brought forth our righteousness. Come and let us declare in Zion the work of Yasher, our Messiah. And then we go to Micah 7:9, talks about that. It says, and I will bear the indignation of Yasher because I have sinned against him. Until he plead my cause and execute judgment for me, he will bring me forth to the light, and I shall behold his righteousness. And then Psalms 37:6 talks about that. We might have to go back and try to get to that. Psalm 37. It says, and he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Yasher and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him that prospers in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Okay, we go back to Jeremiah now 51. Verse 11. Make bright the arrows. Gather the shields. Yasher has raised up the spirit of the kings. Of the Medes. Okay, for his devices against Babylon to destroy it. This is Donald Trump represents the antithetical Medes and the Persians today. As Babylon has already been fallen 1 year ago. To destroy it because it is the vengeance of the Yasher, the vengeance of his temple. Set up the standard upon the walls of Babylon. Make the watch strong. Set up the watchman. Prepare, set up the standard upon the walls of Babylon. Make the watch strong, set up the watchman. Prepare ambushes, for the Yasher hath both devised and done that which he spake against the inhabitants of Babylon. Now we go to Jeremiah 50, verse 2. It says, declare ye among the nations, and publish and set up a standard. Publish and conceal not. Say, Babylon is taken, Bel is confounded. Merodach is broken in pieces. Her idols are confounded. Her images are broken in pieces. And we go back to Jeremiah 51. And to verse 13. O thou that dwellest among the many waters, abundant in treasures, thine end is come, and the measure of thy covetousness. Yasher the host has sworn by himself, saying, surely I will fill thee with men, as with caterpillars, and they shall lift up a shout against thee. He hath made the earth by his power. He hath established the world by his wisdom. Okay. And hath stretched out the heaven by his understanding. Now, in Nahum 3:15, it talks about that again. We'll try to get there. Nahum 3:15. There shall the fire devour thee, the sword shall cut thee off, it shall eat thee up like the canker worm. Make thyself many as the canker worm, make thyself many as the locust. So Joel 1:4 goes with that. We can get to that right quick. It says, that which the palmer worm hath left, hath the locust eaten. And that which the locust hath left hath the cankerworm eaten. And that which the cankerworm hath left hath the caterpillar eaten. I'm sorry. Now we'll go back to Jeremiah 51. And we'll pick up on verse 15. He hath made the earth by his power. He hath established the world by his wisdom. And hath stretched out the heaven by his understanding. Then we go to Jeremiah 10, verse 12 to 14, and it gives us a little bit more insight on that. He hath made the earth by his power. He hath established the world by his wisdom, and hath stretched out the heavens by his discretion. Go back to Jeremiah 51 now. Let's pick up on verse 16. When he utters his voice, there is a multitude of waters in the heavens. And he causes the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He maketh lightnings with rain, and bringeth forth the wind out of his treasure. Every man is brutish by his knowledge. Every founder is confounded by the graven image. For his molten image is falsehood, and there is no breath in them. They are vanity, the work of errors in the time of their visitation. They shall perish. The portion of Jacob is not like them, for he is the former of all things, and Israel is the rod of his inheritance. For the Yahshua of hosts is his name. Okay. Now we turn to Jeremiah 10:16, and it gives us a little bit more insight on that. It says, the portion of Jacob is not like them, for he is the form of all things, and Israel is the rod of his inheritance. Yahshua the host is his name. And then in Deuteronomy 32:9, way back in the law of Moses, let's go look at it. 32:9. It says, for the Yahshua's portion is his people. Jacob is the lot of his inheritance. So you see how the prophets quoted from the law of Moses? Go back to Jeremiah 51. Thou art my battle axe and weapons of war, for with thee will I break in pieces the nation, and with thee will I destroy kingdoms, and with thee will I break in pieces the horse and his rider, and with thee will I break in pieces the chariot and his rider. With thee also will I break in pieces man and woman, and with thee will I break in pieces old and young, and with thee will I break in pieces the young man and the maid. I will also break in pieces with thee the shepherd and his flock. And with thee will I break in pieces the husbandman and his yoke of oxen. And with thee will I break in pieces captains and rulers. Alright. We go back to Isaiah 13:15-16 as a little bit to this. Let's see what we got here. It says, the children also shall be dashed to pieces before their eyes, their houses shall be spoiled, and their wives ravished. And Zechariah 14:2 now talks about that. Zechariah 14:2. Let's just read that whole chapter of Zechariah 14. It says, behold, the day of the Yahshua cometh, and thy spoil shall be divided in the midst of thee. For I will gather all nations against the elders into battle. And it says, and the city shall be taken, and the houses rifled, and the women ravished, and half the city shall go forth into captivity, and the residue of the people shall not be cut off from the city. Now in Zechariah 12:2, backs that up. Says, behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of trembling unto all the people round about, and they shall be in the siege both against Judah and against Jerusalem. Okay, it says in Zechariah 14:3, then shall the Yahshua go forth and fight against those nations as when he fought in the day of battle. And his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east. And the Mount of Olives shall cleave in the midst thereof toward the east and toward the west, and there shall be a very great valley. And half of the mountain shall be moved toward the north, and half of it toward the south. And ye shall flee to the valley of the mountain, for the valley of the mountain shall reach unto Azel. Yea, you shall flee like as you fled from before the earthquake in the days of Uzziah, king of Judah. And the Yahshua, my Savior, shall come, and all the saints with thee. This Z is 144,000. His battle axe, this is his army. And it shall come to pass in that day that the light shall not be clear nor dark. Joel 2:30-31 gives a little insight on that. Joel 2:30-31. He says that, and I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire, pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and the terrible day of Yahshua come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of Yahshua shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be delivered, as Yahshua has said, and in the remnant and Yahshua shall call. Back to Zechariah 14, verse 7. But it shall come to pass, it shall be one day which shall be known unto Yahshua, not day nor night, but it shall come to pass that at evening time it shall be light. And shall be in that day that living water shall go forth out from the ocean, half of them toward the former sea, and half of them toward the hinder sea. In summer and in winter shall it be. And Yahshua shall be a king over all the earth in that day. Shall there be one Savior, and his name one. All the land shall be turned as a flame from Geba to Rimmon, south of Jerusalem, and it shall be lifted up and inhabited in her place. From Benjamin's gate, and to the place of the first gate, and to the corner gate, and from the tower of Hananiah, and to the king's wine presses. And men shall dwell in it, and there shall be no more utter destruction. That Jerusalem shall be safely inhabited. And this shall be the plague wherewith Yahshua will smite all the people that have fought against Jerusalem. Their flesh shall consume away while they stand upon their feet, and their eyes shall consume away in their holes, and their tongue shall consume away in their mouth. Deuteronomy 28:21-22 talks about that. The Yahshua shall make the pestilence cleave unto thee, until he hath consumed thee from off the land where thou goest to possess it. Yahshua shall smite thee with the consumption, and with the fever, and with an inflammation, and with an extreme burning, and with the sword, and with blasting, and with mildew, and they shall pursue thee until thou perish. And thy heaven that is over thy head shall be brass, the earth that is under thee shall be iron. Alright, let's go back now to Zechariah 14, verse 13. And it shall come to pass in that day that a great tumult from the Yahshua shall be among them, and they shall lay hold every one on the hand of his neighbor, and his hand shall rise up against the hand of his neighbor, and Judah also shall fight at Jerusalem, and the wealth of all the heathen round about shall be gathered together, gold and silver and apparel in great abundance. And so shall be the plague of the horse, of the mule, of the camel, of the ass, and of all the beasts that shall be in these tents, as this plague. And it shall come to pass that every one that is left of all the nations which came against Jerusalem shall even go up from year to year to worship the king, the Yahshua of the host, and to keep the feast of tabernacles. Isaiah 66:18-23 talks a little bit about the same thing. Isaiah 66:18-23. It says that, for I know their works and their thoughts, it shall come that I will gather all nations and tongues, and they shall come and see my glory. And I will set a sign among them, and I will send those that escape of them unto the nation. The Tarshish pole and lead that draw the bow to keep all in Aden and to the isles afar off. They have not heard my fame, neither have seen my glory. And they shall declare my glory among the Gentiles. And they shall bring all your brethren, this is your Gentile brethren, for an offering unto the Yahshua out of our own nations upon horses and in chariots, and in litters and upon mules, and upon our swift beasts to my holy mountains. Yahrusha said to Yahshua, as the children of Israel bring an offering in a clean vessel unto the house of the Yahshua. And I will also take to them for priests and for Levites, said to Yahshua. Don't take from among the Gentile nations. Don't take priests from among them to rule over their own people. For as the new heavens and the new earth, which I will make, shall remain before me, saith Yahshua, so shall your seed and your name remain. It shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, shall all flesh come to worship before me, saith Yahshua. And they shall go forth and look upon the carcasses of the men that have transgressed against me, but their worm shall not die, neither shall their fire be quenched, and they shall be an abhorrence unto all flesh. Alright. That ends that. Let's go back now to Zechariah 14, verse 17. And it shall be that whoso will not come up of all the families of the earth unto Yahrusha to worship the king, Yahshua the host, even upon them it shall be no rain. And if the family of Egypt go not up, and come not, and have no rain, there shall be the plague, wherewith Yahshua will smite the heathen that come not up to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. This shall be the punishment of Egypt, and the punishment of all nations that come not up to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. And that day there shall there be upon the bells of the horses, holiness unto Yahshua, and the pots in Yahshua's house shall be like the bowls before the altar. Yea, every pot in Yahrusha and in Judah shall be holiness unto Yahshua the host, and all they that sacrifice shall come and take of them and see therein. And in that day there shall be no more of the Canaanite in the house of Yahshua the host. In other words, there'll be no more of the alien that will not be joined unto the house of Yahweh by his covenant. Alright, that pretty much ends Zechariah 14. Let's go now back to Jeremiah 51. Verse 24, and I will render unto Babylon and to all the inhabitants of Chaldea all their evil that they have done in Zion in your sight, saith Yahshua. Behold, I am against thee, O destroying mountain, saith Yahshua, which destroyeth all the earth, and I will stretch out my hand upon thee, and roll thee down from the rocks, and will make thee a burnt mountain. And they shall not take of thee a stone for a corner, nor a stone for a foundation, but thou shalt be desolate forever, saith Yahshua. Set ye up a standard in the land. Blow the trumpet among the nation. Prepare the nation against her. Call together against her the kingdoms of Ararat, Mene, and Ashkenaz. Appoint a captain against her. Cause the horses to come up as the rough caterpillars. Prepare against her the nations with the kings of the Medes, their captains, and all the rulers thereof, and all the land of his dominion. And all the land shall tremble and sorrow, for every purpose of the Yahshua shall be performed against Babylon, to make the land of Babylon a desolation, without an inhabitant. For the mighty men of Babylon have forborne to fight. They have remained in their holes. Their might hath failed. they became as women. They have burned her dwelling places. Her bars are broken. One post shall run to meet another, and one messenger to meet another, to show the king of Babylon that his city is taken at one end, and that the passages are stopped. And the reeds they have burned with fire, and the men of war are afraid. For thus saith Yahshua the host, the king of Israel, for the daughter of Babylon is like a threshing floor. It is time to thresh her. Yet a little while, and the time of her harvest shall come. Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, hath devoured me. He hath crushed me. He hath made me an empty vessel. He hath swallowed me up like a dragon. He hath filled his belly with my delicates. He hath cast me out. The violence done to me and to my flesh be upon Babylon. Shall the inhabitant of Zion say, and my blood upon the inhabitants of Chaldea, shall Jerusalem say. Therefore thus saith Yahshua, behold, I will plead thy cause, take vengeance for thee, and I will dry up her sea, and make her springs dry. And Babylon shall become heaps, a dwelling place for dragons, and astonishment, and a hissing without an inhabitant. They shall roar together like lions, they shall yell as lion whelps. In their heat I will make their feast, and will make them drunken, that they may rejoice, and sleep a perpetual sleep, and not wake, saith Yahshua. I will bring them down like the lambs unto the slaughter, like rams with the he-goats. How is Shishak taken? And how is the praise of the whole earth surprised? How is Babylon become an astonishment among the nations? For the sea has come up upon Babylon. She is covered with the multitude of the waves thereof. Her cities are a desolation, a dry land, and a wilderness, a land wherein no man dwelleth. Neither doth any son of man pass thereby. And I will punish Bel and Babylon, and I will bring forth out of his mouth that which he hath swallowed up. And the nations shall not flow together any more unto him. Yea, the wall of Babylon shall fall. My people, go ye out of the midst of her, and deliver ye every man his soul from the fierce anger of the Yahshua. Let your heart faint, and ye fear for the rumor that shall be heard in the land. A rumor shall both come from one year, and after that in another year shall come a rumor and violence in the land, ruler against ruler. Therefore, behold, the day is come that I will do judgment upon the graven images of Babylon, and her whole land shall be confounded, and all her slain shall fall in the midst of her. Then the heaven and the earth and all that is therein shall sing for Babylon. For the spoiler shall come upon her from the north, saith Yahshua. As Babylon has caused the slain of the Israel to fall, so at the Babylon shall fall the slain of all the earth. Ye that have escaped the sword, go away, stand not still. Remember the Yahshua for all, and let Yahrusim come into your mind. We are confounded, because we have heard reproach. Shame has covered our faces, for strangers have come into the sanctuaries of the Yahshua Messiah, of Yahshua's house. Wherefore, behold, the days come, saith the Yahshua, that I will do judgment upon her graven images, and through all her land the wounded shall groan. Though Babylon should mount up to heaven, and though she should fortify the height of her strength, yet from me shall spoilers come unto her, saith Yahshua. A cry, the sound of a cry, cometh from Babylon, and a great destruction from the land of the Chaldeans. Because Yahshua has spoiled Babylon, and destroyed out of her the great voice, when her waves do roar like great waters, and the noise of their voices uttered, because the spoiler is come upon her, even upon Babylon, and her mighty men are taken. Every one of their bows is broken. For the Yeshua Messiah of the recompenses shall surely requite. And I will make drunk her princes and her wise men, her captains and her rulers and her mighty men, and they shall sleep a perpetual sleep and not wake, saith the Yeshua, or saith the King, whose name is the Yeshua of hosts. Thus saith the Yeshua of the host, the broad wall of Babylon shall be utterly broken, and her high gates shall be burned with fire. And the people shall labor in vain, and the folk in the fire, and they shall be weary. The words which Jeremiah the prophet commanded Isaiah, the son of Neriah, the son of Maaseiah, when he went with Zedekiah, the king of Judah, into Babylon in the fourth year of his reign. In this Isaiah was a quiet prince. So Jeremiah wrote in a book all the evil that should come upon Babylon, even all these words that are written against Babylon. And Jeremiah said unto Isaiah, when thou comest to Babylon, and shalt see, and shalt read all these words, then shalt thou say, O Yeshua, thou hast spoken against this place to cut it off, that none shall remain in it, neither man nor beast, but that it shall be desolate forever. He's talking about Washington, D.C., that whole 10 square miles here. And it shall be when thou hast made an end of reading this book, that thou shalt bind a stone to it and cast it into the midst of the Euphrates. And thou shalt say, this shall Babylon sink and shall not rise from the evil that I will bring upon her, and they shall be weary. For are the words of Jeremiah. That ends Jeremiah 51. Also brings in verse 36. Contact us at the 11th hour call. And that's number 11. Click on our audio archives. We're going to close now with a song. I won't have to cross Jordan alone. When I come to the river at the end of day, when the last winds of sorrow have blown, there'll be somebody waiting to show me the way. I will have to cross Jordan alone. I will have to cross Jordan alone. Just for God, for my sins here atone. In the darkness I see, he'll be waiting for me. I will have to cross Jordan alone. Oftentimes I'm forsaken and weary inside, but it seems that my friends have all gone. There is one thought that cheers me and makes my heart glad. I will have to cross Jordan alone. I will have to cross Jordan alone. Just for God, for my sins be atoned. In the darkness I see, he'll be waiting for me. I will have to cross Jordan alone. When the billows of sorrow and trouble may sweep, just as the Savior will care for his own. Till the end of the journey, my soul he will keep. I will have to cross Jordan alone. I will have to cross Jordan alone. Just with God for my sins. cleanse to atone. When the darkness of sin, he'll be waiting for me. I won't have to cross Jordan alone.